Reader still has a collection of movies on VHS tapes.
Nick still has his parents' Netflix password.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I am so scared right now.
Really?
I was met with disaster yesterday in the morning. I looked in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I have two gray hairs on my head.
No.
Yeah, but this can't be happening, though. I'm not even 40 yet, like you.
I started getting them long before 40, my friend.
Yeah, but before 30?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so scared. Like, what?
It's not that uncommon.
Yeah, but it's just two gray hairs. I mean, mind you, they're also on the top of my head, so, like, not a lot of people can see up there anyways.
You're 6'4".
But I know that they're up there, and they're bothering me. Like, what do I do? How do I remedy this?
Do you pluck them? Do you just vermin them?
Well, I see that we got a black whiteboard marker here in the studio. I might just do that.
You'd have to be very accurate to get them.
Just get some streaks in my hair. You know, no, okay, fine. I'm looking at this wrong. You're right. Mm-hmm. You are a silver fox reader. You rock the gray hair. You got a gray beard right now for the playoffs.
You got to work with what you got, and if you got it, flaunt it.
And I think gray hair has its perks. I can start doing, like, old people stuff. Oh. You know, I can start enjoying licorice.
That hasn't happened for me yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Do little kids listen to you?
Probably not all that much.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to live in a world where children listen to me.
It's really not that bad.
It isn't, though. I'm wearing a hat today to cover it up, so no one can see it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to... Is that why you wear hats all the time, to cover it?
No, there's too much hair for me to cover all the grays.
Yeah, two is fine, I think. I think I may be overreacting. Maybe three. Three is probably...
That's
when.
The tipping point?
Yeah. Oh, no, three gray hairs!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
The following message is for Amazon Alexa users only. Enable the Fox FM skill. That is all.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Advertising is fascinating to me because you and I, we work in a field that is supported by advertisers. I mean, that's no secret about that. It's just like television. But ads are just getting annoying, don't you think? I'm tired of annoying ads.
Okay, in what way?
Just I'll be scrolling on Facebook or watching a YouTube video or even like there's a Snapchat has ads now or like Tinder has ads that you accidentally swipe on. Like it's just, it's too much.
Okay.
And I found the worst culprit.
And what is that?
It's a horror movie trailer on Facebook that I saw. It's called Hereditary. And it's exactly why I hate horror movie trailers, because they just make the movie sound like it's unwatchable. They're like, literally it says, we warned you how scary this was. You'll leave the theater. Like, they're saying really mean stuff about their product, and they're expecting you to go see it. Like, would you go see a movie that the person who made the trailer would be like, don't see this movie?
I don't know. That sounds a little counterproductive.
Exactly.
Try and spin it a little better.
Like, imagine if our show was advertised like a horror movie trailer.
Mm-hmm. Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
Huh.
We warned you not to listen. So funny, you'll run away screaming. You'll die of laughter. They're very good at what they do. So good, you won't be able to keep your eyes open the whole time. You can't watch, but you can't look away. We warned you, they're too funny for your brain.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. Two guys looking for love in all the wrong places.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Garage sale season is starting up, Reader. I saw a sign yesterday on my way home, and I'm so excited.
I've noticed a few already around town. I think the past weekend there's already been a few.
I already know in June, in, I believe, Melville, they do their big community sale. One of those streets shuts down, and they go and do that. I'm very excited for that.
Nice.
I'm very excited for garage sales in general because, I don't know about you, Reader, but every single year, I always pick one item that I want to find at a garage sale and buy for a reasonable price.
Is it an item that you need or just something in particular that you want?
It's something that I desperately need.
Oh.
And that is a Dutch oven.
Okay.
Like an old ceramic and covered cast iron, you know, one of those with the lid.
The old classic.
Usually they're orange. I got to find one of those high walls so I can fry in it.
Hmm.
That's what I want to find. But the thing is, though, you're never going to find those at a garage sale.
No, they're kind of like gold.
They are. A lot of people like to hold on to their old cookware because, you know what? It's just better than modern cookware because it's got, you know, 35 years of just baked in goodness, all sorts of Baba's cooking. That's what I want. I want to continue that legacy.
Yeah, it is one of those things, you know, you see certain pieces like that and it just will bring back memories or
yeah.
something almost.
Yeah, I mean, a few weeks back we were talking about how, you know, you had that one piece of cookware, one serving tray that your grandma had that everybody remembers. It's like that yeah. kind of Corel ware.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. Like, besides like a big stock pot, I can just imagine a Dutch oven being one of the most important grandma kitchen utensils there, besides like a big wooden spoon that is around forever.
It will last because things were made to last back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. I've always been a big fan of the analog and the old, and I'm just going to spend way too much money on a Dutch oven this summer, I think. Like, that's the case. Like, I got to just spend whatever they ask. That's one of those things yeah. where you can't haggle
you
down.
You just walk up, name your price, and I will pay it.
Yeah, it's like not like I'm buying a hole punch or something. Like, this is something really important to me, and there's no way I can be, like, bluff. I can't bluff with this. I can't be like, oh, I don't really need this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, like, trying to pry it from their hands.
So besides the Dutch oven, is there anything else you'd be just kind of randomly looking for?
I always think that I'm on the lookout for, I don't know, like vinyl records is always fun. You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, me too.
And there's going to be like a bit of resurgence in vinyl records lately, so prices are getting a little crazy. But you know what? It's all for the community. It's what it is.
Or old books.
Old books, yeah, I can do that.
Different things like that. I guess I'm new and old. I tend to look for CDs more than vinyl because I don't have a record player.
Yeah.
So
you probably get an easier time finding CDs when you go to garage sales, that's for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, those are the kind of things I look for, or books, or maybe little old collectible things, sports
what
memorabilia type things.
You and I should start a garage sale this year, the Nick and Reader garage sale, where we just paint rocks and sell them to people. I don't have anything
just
of value.
For no good reason.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader Get Fit.
Let's go, let's go.
Get Fit time with Nick and Reader. My favorite time of the week. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 3 months now, Reader, you and I have been on our fitness journey,
mm-hmm.
and we are entering the twilight of Nick and Reader Get Fit.
Yeah, we got another group session tonight.
That's right, we got our build session.
We're going to build, and then we're going to burn on Friday, so yeah.
It's also a very important day today as well, too, because before we started the Nick and Reader Get Fit thing, we met Jolene at Anytime Fitness. And she did a body scan mm-hmm. for you and I. And we talked about that on the very first edition of Nick and Reader Get Fit. We literally just gave out our measurements and how much we weighed to everybody. So
talking about our weight and our body mass index and those different things, kind of how it's all distributed. I mean, I weighed in at, I believe, 264.9 when we weighed in. I think I was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 32 or 33% body fat. So I was a flabby dude.
I was 305 pounds yeah. and 32% body fat.
Hmm.
Those are two numbers that have been burned in the back of my eyeballs for the past 3 months.
But we've been putting in the work.
Doing the work, having fun.
Yeah.
And we got another body scan today. It's going to be our final one.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of progress that we've made.
It's incredible. Like, you know, just looking in the mirror, I have seen progress myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm wearing pants that are a couple of years old, which was one of my goals. You know, I'm feeling skinny, I guess-ish. I'm still gigantic. I really can't remedy that. But, like, I feel like I'm in shape.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I feel like some of my pants have definitely been a little baggier. in around the waist. Even this morning, I feel like I really should have put a belt on before I left the house. Even little things like, you know, you can just feel it. You might have a little bit of a spare tire or whatever around the waist, and I can tell that it's smaller. It's not totally gone yet. There's still work to do, but I can feel that it's smaller, that everything is tighter and everything. So it's, you know, depending on how much weight you lose, you may not necessarily see results on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
But turning some of that fat into muscle, it's kind of redistributing and reworking everything. So I'm interested to see what we'll measure in that today.
Oh, it's super exciting. And we're not done either. Like, we're not just doing this for 3 months and then saying, okay, cool, that was fun. No, I can comfortably say that you and I both are on this kind of journey together, and we're going to see through it all the way till the end. So
yeah.
Our last group session is coming up on Friday. We'll give you the results on Friday morning of what our body scans were today, how much weight we have lost, how much fat we have lost while working out at Anytime Fitness. And then we're going to see from there. The future is super bright.
Yeah, you just feel good.
I'm just going to get smaller and smaller pants. That's all that's going to happen. Shorter shorts, smaller waist.
Minuscule pants.
I'm going to get that perfect hourglass shape, yo.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.